The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were coming out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. These days of Advent can really be days for dreaming, I'm sure. Some may dream of a white Christmas, like the song says. Others may dream of being on a remote island somewhere, away from any kind of worries. Whatever your dream, Advent is a time to recall God's dream for our world. As we continue these Advent days, we should be reminded of all that the Lord did for us, for the whole human race. All of his works of creation bear witness to the fact that God loved us. It wasn't long after God dreamed our world into existence that we traded God's dream for one of our own. With Adam and Eve, we went our own way. We forgot the image and likeness of God in which all of us are created. But God's love for our world was so great that he sent his Son, Jesus, as Savior and Redeemer. In other words, I think we could say God started dreaming again with us in mind. He wouldn't allow us to remain separated from him. So Jesus made his appearance in Bethlehem and lived among us till he accomplished our salvation. As God's dream did not end with Jesus' resurrection and ascension, it continues even now, as God continues to dream and envision our world that is entrusted to our stewardship. It is mankind's challenge to reshape and reconfigure our world in such a way that it may more closely resemble God's kingdom. In today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we heard that beautiful description of God's dream through the words of that prophet. This dream is not about something in some faraway place. Rather, it is a dream God wishes to implant in each of us so that we would live and love and work in such a way that that dream someday could become a reality. What gets in the way of making that dream a reality is going our own way, like Adam and Eve did. That's why we need to hear once again the message of John the Baptist. We all need to prepare the way of the Lord. And that's exactly what we're doing during these days of Advent. In other words, we need to repent, for the kingdom of God is near. But how can we make God's dream our own? The Advent season can be a time of realizing the presence of God in and around us. If we are making choices, we need to take the time to discern them carefully and do the right thing. We need to take the time to look about to see where we are and where does God want us to be. We need to appreciate the relationships of those whom God has given us to share our journey of life. And if we nurture our relationship with God by prayer, the scriptures, the Eucharist, God's dream for us will gradually become more real. And finally, we need to remember to be grateful to the Lord for all that we have received, especially those blessings that have come to us since our last celebration of Advent. So whatever your particular dream is for this Advent season, let's bring all our dreams, hopes, and longings to our Lord in this Eucharistic celebration. Let's all ask that by being nourished with the body and blood of the Lord, we might all be nourished with a desire to make God's dream our own. May we all work during this Advent season and beyond to make that dream a reality. May the Lord be with each of us as we continue our Advent observance.